Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Night on Nightly Pop.
She probed me and asked me. I told her the facts. Worry about yourself, dude. Not worry about me.
This is why Hunter's getting laid so much.
He really is.
Because you don't act like that.
Yep.
Sexiest man alive.
He is consistently been liked for a long time. That's not easy to do in this business, let me tell you.
It was a privilege to give the future king his first dance.
If it was a beauty regimen, if it was like, it could like
pop him in my mouth.
Do you want to stay married or do you want to get a divorce?
I want a divorce.
Fuck you, Johnny. Ooh, cheers to you, girl.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Here, that's the new thing we're doing. We're all here today.
And we have to announce it.
We have to announce it.
It happens so, you know, it doesn't happen that often anymore.
Right. I know. This is nice.
We've gotten back into the groove. Right. It's good. All right, you guys, and we are still very excited because it is still Fan Appreciation Week. Later in the show, we'll even share your best breakup stories.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. Last night on The Bachelorette, Chris S. blabbed to Michelle that Nate, N-A-Y-T-E, Nate, was overconfident about his chances and thought he had it in the bag.
Oh,
ooh.
Okay. Confident
and
man.
As you'd expect, that pissed Nate off.
Let's go for top.
Yeah, let's do it.
Time. She probed me and asked me. I told her the facts. Worry about yourself, dude. Not worry about me.
I've been worrying about myself.
Okay, all right. All right.
Name.
So are you finished? Are you finished?
Michelle?
Are you gonna put your hands on
me? No, I'm not. I'm just talking to you.
Okay.
Chill, dude.
Okay.
Hey, don't walk away from me.
No, no, no. What's said is said.
No, no, don't walk away from
me.
Who else is on your list?
Oh,
is there
dude,
anybody else?
I'm not doing homework on that, dude. I'm not worried about that. Okay.
Dweeb.
Well, let's just agree really quickly, Nina. Chris S. is a dweeb. He's a dweeb.
I think everybody on the show is a dweeb.
A huge by the way, the level of relaxation that just went over your body of like, they're all clowns.
It's just, you know, there is a peacefulness when you know you're looking at a boy, because it's like, oh, okay, I know what I'm dealing with.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I look, like, these guys are just, I've said this before, this is what it looks like dating in LA.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you see at the bar. You're just like, I can't.
It's so embarrassing.
This is why Hunter's getting laid so much.
He really is.
Because I mean that because you're a real one. Like, you're a regular, you don't act like that.
No, you don't.
So it's like, you shine because you're around these guys wearing puka shells and chains.
Oh,
and
my
they
God.
Look, you know what I mean?
It's Chris like S. was very scared immediately.
The tweezed brows, and it's just like, oh, my God.
Can we get this clip somehow put into a picture frame so I could put it up on my wall? This is the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me in my whole life.
It's true, though.
Oh, my God. Who is he?
Fans have said it for years. Paul Rudd has big DILF energy, and they want to the dickens out of him.
Oh. Who wrote that?
I have no... Probably Seth. Well, People Magazine listened and just crowned him sexiest man alive, but how does he feel about it all?
Hi, I'm Paul Rudd, and I'm this year's People Magazine's sexiest man alive. The first thing that I thought of is I thought, ooh, get ready for outrage. I mean, I'm gonna lean into it hard. I'm getting business cards made.
All right, if you guys were voted sexiest person alive, would you love it? Or would it stress you out if somebody was constantly complimenting you, saying how sexy you were, how beautiful you were?
You're smiling, you love it already. You're eating it up and you're saying it yourself.
I'm adorning you. I just feel like somebody just constantly just saying like, you're so beautiful, you're so sexy, by somebody that you even like. It's weird if it's somebody you don't like. I bring it on. I'm putting myself in there, even if it's sexiest man.
There can't be a lot of pressure for to be labeled something.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, you always, like, what about 6 a.m. when he's just running to get coffee and he's looking, you know, disheveled? Is he going to feel like he needs to look good all the time? Like, that could be pressure.
Yeah, I do feel like they're picking guys who look good at 6 a.m. You know, like, I feel like Paul Rudd, Ryan Reynolds, Michael B. Jordan, they all look good walking to get coffee in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind being labeled to people's sexiest man alive.
No, I mean, we know you love it.
Too narcissist.
But also, the thing...
You wouldn't want it if they came to you and said, hey, Nina, we want to make you people's sexiest woman alive.
I just feel like it's so much pressure. I'm really panicking right now.
Oh, I love it. Because it's also, it's sexy is up for interpretation.
That's
very true. It doesn't necessarily mean it's how you look. It's just a quality that you have.
Yeah.
We all could be sexiest people alive. We could. Why is that so funny? Is that not believable?
There are people who we've watched their glow up. And
did you see our season one of this show?
Oh my God.
And you should enjoy it, Paul Rudd, because we're excited. All right, you guys, for more videos, go to people.com. And to see more of the men featured in People's Sexiest Man Alive, pick up the new issue out Friday. Woo! And does anything sound more fun than having your friends rip you apart on Netflix? Mm-hmm. Hunter, this is like what you go through every single day on this show.
Yeah, it is.
The Jonas Brothers just signed up for that, and we have a sneak peek at their family roast.
So you're a fan. Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. You know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous, though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
Interesting. That's cute. Oh,
this is very cute. Fun fact, my husband did something for them, and so did my father-in-law. And apparently it was a very funny evening, and they really did roast the out of them. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
It's on brand, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta the roast, you can't hold back.
You can't. I feel like we have a mini roast, seriously, every day on this show for each and every
absolutely
one of us. We're roasting all.
That's
we
how are you the, stay healthy. You have to be able to laugh at yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are the kings and queens of roasting.
Ooh, let's not get crazy.
I think we are. You know what?
Ooh, let's not get crazy, girls. No.
Wouldn't you say we do a good job, at least towards you?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you guys just roast me. It's not like you guys roast each other
same
ever.
Thing.
It's all a family affair.
Yeah.
We're including.
Okay, roast us both right now. This is your opportunity to get back at us for the millions of roasts we've done on you.
Nina.
I see you already looking at my outfit. What the f*** are you about to say? Yeah.
We can't even get the roast out.
Never mind.
The roast
you're canceled.
Didn't even, yeah. No. It didn't even
you
flip
lost your
over.
No. Okay, green is for prosperity. I just want to say that. So let me know when you find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, leprechaun.
Yeah, not all of us can look like waiters at TGI Fridays.
Right.
When did TGI Fridays get such good clothing?
This is nice. All right, whatever.
All right, what would you guys do if you're a royal looking for a snack but there's no food around? Bear Grylls has you covered.
Bear Grylls?
Bear
wow.
Grylls. He was on Good Morning Britain yesterday and talked about the moment he and Prince George popped live ants into their mouth.
We were chatting and he was down here and I was kind of, you know, And just as we were chatting, a stream of ants went across his feet. And him and me kind of looked at them. And he looked at me with those amazed, wide eyes. And I said, come on, we've got to eat one. And he went, really? You know? And we ate. And it was a privilege to give the future king his first ant. Good for him. What a hit. What a
what
little hero.
What do ants taste like?
Little thingy, but that's a formic acid in the stomach. And it's all vitamin C. It's okay.
If he told me to eat an ant, I would have done it for sure. Would you?
Absolutely the f*** not, no.
Really?
No, I'm not going to eat ants. That's weird.
Depends if it was a big ant.
And also, like, if you need vitamin C, what's wrong with an orange?
What's wrong with an emergency packet, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Ants also, like, out of all the bugs, it just seems pointless. They're so small. Like,
But they can help you in a survival situation. In fact, they do say that that's...
Oh, here we go.
They do say
do
what?
You want, survivalist.
Okay, do you want the survival fact?
Yes, I do.
They say that this is why the Queen of England has lived to 200 or however old she is now.
Now, if it was a beauty regimen, if it was like, it could like...
Pop them in my mouth. Pregnant ants, not pregnant, cute red ants, pop them in.
You would eat them.
Like, no problem.
But people don't realize, and we've talked about it on the show before, Nina is an avid camper, or at least you did growing up a lot.
Yeah, I grew up camping. but I got it out of my system.
Yeah.
So.
And not one ant ingested during that
whole
time.
Probably when I was sleeping, but not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Okay, yeah, good to know.
Morgan's mom, Susan's like, I saw an ant, we are leaving.
No. I used to dig for gold. Like, we had a little stream. We would, like, they would take us to, like, they probably just was trying to keep us busy as kids. But, yeah. Like, we would go, like, gold panning and look
That's
for
so
stuff.
That's so cute. And, yeah. I love that stuff. I can't wait to not do that with
Well-adjusted childhood.
We have to take a break, but coming up, a reality star barely survives meeting his girlfriend's friends. Plus, what would you do if your crazy ex crashed your date? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the end of Johnny and Bao's bullshit.
Oh,
married.
No!
Yes!
I am devastated over the fact that this is ending. After Johnny spent weeks picking fights and even saying he didn't find his wife attractive, it was finally time for them to make a decision, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to stay married or do you want to get a divorce?
This is a difficult decision. Gone through so many lows. So many lows. Oh my God. I'm a yes. See what happens without the cameras, without the lights, without the crew. Do whatever counseling we need to do. My heart's beating out of my chest.
Bao, do you want to stay married or do you want to get
Leave
a
him,
divorce?
Girl.
My answer is no.
Yes!
F you, Johnny!
You girl.
Cheers.
Thank you. We went through this ride and I'm so glad. Oh, thank you. Oh, kick rocks.
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here, Johnny.
I'm so
Every clip.
Happy that she said you're a f-ing loser. Bye.
Yeah. I like that he said right at the top, he goes, so many lows, and then you think to himself, he's gonna go, but so many highs. And then he goes again, so many lows.
So many lows.
he didn't sell himself well. It's like
he
was under that impression of she's gonna say yes. This is really on me to make the decision.
100%.
And I love that she said no.
I love
that she saw her worth.
Me too.
And she was like, having somebody is not worth being this miserable.
You know what? I am very proud of her because there was a while where she sat through some stuff that I was like, girl.
The job is to try to make this marriage work while you're in it.
Yes.
So she was doing her duty because I feel like we would have just been out on the first episode.
And over on The Family, Chantel, River's in the hot seat. His girlfriend's friends sit him down to make sure that he has the right intentions.
They have a lot of hard questions to ask.
No, it's fine.
Like, what is your experience in relationships?
What makes it different from any other relationship?
What's gonna make it to where you're gonna move out of your parents' house? Because, like, honestly, like, she's not looking for another kid.
You think I'm a kid?
So are you ready to be a stepdad?
Let me just move this out of your eyes really quickly.
Okay.
Sweating a little? Feel a little uncomfortable? Let's talk about the real stuff.
Okay.
I hear that you just stay at home, you know, kind of like mama's boy a little bit.
Dang, Brady went in.
I'm just wondering because he lives at home with his mom. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have a lot more. Please don't touch my face again. All right, I appreciate it.
I don't really play them games. She should not be touching his hair. Don't do that.
I agree.
That's
also,
number one.
Where are they from? Because that was the weirdest amalgamation of accents I've ever heard in my entire life. They sounded, do you ever watch like Ed, Ed, and Eddie? Oh, you guys wouldn't get it. But on Ed, Ed, and Eddie, there's these three girls and they kind of remind me of those three girls on Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Where are my millennials at?
We're like, what? Now I know how you feel when
you
bring
exactly.
up anything. But no, I feel like this was the least intimidating trio I've ever seen.
You guys have known me for a while, and I've never introduced you to a girl I was dating.
True. You haven't.
That's rude. What's the longest time you've dated somebody since knowing us?
Probably a few months.
No way.
Are you f-ing kidding?
I've been dating for a few months. Hello?
No, really.
You if you did just become invisible, you still sit here.
I've dated like two or three people for a few months each.
What the f?
Wait
do you
a minute.
Mean
but that doesn't mean to me.
Yeah, exclusively.
You have what?
This is why it's bullshit. Because Hunter will ask us, like, who are you dating? Or me, because Morgan's married, but who are you dating? What's going on? You want all the business.
And do you tell me?
Yes!
Exactly. Do you ask me all the time? No.
Because we don't.
Oh, yes!
Because that's
funny?
The thing. You're supposed to volunteer as friends, you bastard.
Yeah.
No. No, but okay, I'll tell you guys about the next one. I promise.
Okay,
yeah, we don't care anymore.
Going on a second date.
We don't give a get married, we don't care.
No, and don't invite us because we're not coming. Meanwhile, in Love and Marriage, Huntsville, Mel's ex Martell is having a hard time with boundaries, like getting another woman pregnant when they were still married, that part. Or his latest f*** up, crashing Mel's date with another guy because he was jealous.
That's what you flown with at our favorite restaurant. How you gonna take another dude to, like,
that's
the family?
That's my favorite restaurant.
No, that was a family favorite restaurant.
Martell, let me say something. Let me be clear.
Like that.
Let me be clear.
Like that.
Let me be clear.
I'm just saying this.
Let me be clear. Last I checked, I'm single.
Look at that.
Last I checked.
I know.
Last I checked, I'm single.
Do better.
No, you really need to do better.
No, do better.
And what you should be doing is worrying about what you was doing while you were married and not here in these Huntsville streets.
You too.
You don't see me calling all you don't see me calling all the women over the state to state that you gotta sleep with. You don't see me saying anything about them. You're being disrespectful.
Of course I'm gonna be disrespectful.
For what? Because I'm not your woman no more. So what you being disrespectful for?
He's awful. He is awful. They have four kids. He had a baby outside the marriage with another woman. It broke up the marriage. Now he has been playing victim. He's trying to claim that, she was, you know, talking to dudes on the side, which she was not. He's trying to paint her to be a bad person.
Gaslighter.
So he's gaslighting her so that he can feel better about having an outside baby during the marriage. So now she's decided to leave him. They're going through a divorce and she's dating again. He pops up at the restaurant and then shows her pictures of the dude saying he's ugly.
She's beautiful.
It's the audacity for me.
Yeah.
Now she is finally moving on and he can't take it.
Can't take it. That's always what happens.
He can't take it, honey.
You date someone, you love the restaurant, you guys go together all the time and you break up. Who gets that territory?
Who found the restaurant? Who introduced who to the restaurant? That's who keeps it.
What if you both grow up going to the same restaurant, you both love it? Then is it shared?
Then it's shared. Whatever you put this motherfucker onto is
yours. It's yours.
Okay?
I don't know if that's...
Yes, it is true.
It is.
Sorry, I just got triggered.
No.
My rule is this. You go to that restaurant, either person, as soon as you have a really hot date. And then it's your restaurant that night.
Bye.
You also, the other thing is that you really do have to have that dialogue with yourself because you want to go to the restaurant, you love it, you love the ribs there, whatever you're getting. But then you also have the
you
do you have a problem
rib.
With ribs? I happen to love
ribs.
Love
the ribs there. I love the ribs, now I want ribs.
If I don't say foie gras, no one understands me. On that note, we have to take another break, but coming up, Fan Appreciation Week continues with your best breakup stories. We have twins getting messy and a cruise from hell.
Oh, yeah!
Cons. Wears too much makeup. Breasts. Not anything to write home about. I'm unhappy when I'm with her.
You let it die! Us die?
The fact of the matter is, there is someone I love. You don't even compare to her.
Lee! No! No!
No, no, just wait a minute. We're not really breaking up, are we? Come on.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes?
Huh?
Okay, so those were some of our favorite TV and movie breakups to get you pumped up for some more fan appreciation. Woo! We asked you guys on Instagram to tell us your best breakup stories, and sounds like our viewers are just as f***ed up as we are. But first, fan appreciation wouldn't be complete without our favorite jingle.
Oh, my goodness.
Dick pics, some winky feet. All fans, they can't be beat. Some are dirty, some are sweet. It's Fan Appreciation Week.
Remix. These are all your DMs, your butt pics, and wieners. We appreciate it, especially Nina. So much so, she had to remix the track because the 95 crew has your front and your back.
Goddamn remix.
Did we get Jay-Z on the booth or something?
I can't wait for the album to drop.
I can't either. All right, let's get to our first fan.
Please.
Peanut Butter Sinelli wrote, my boyfriend broke up with me 9 days before a cruise with all of his friends. I had the key to our original room I was supposed to be in. I broke in and found a pocketbook. Oh, so she still went. Pocketbook and wallet belonging to his new girl. He didn't bring her, but I still threw them overboard with other things he liked.
Peanut Butter? Have you ever, like, done something to, like, the new girls?
Never.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, there
you
was,
have?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel like there was my ex-boyfriend who I was obsessed with for many years, and then he was like, no. He was dating a new girl, and then, she, I don't know, there was something that she left at his place after they had, like, broken up for 3 weeks, and obviously I was there because I was so desperate, and I flushed it down the toilet.
You flushed it down the
what
toilet?
What was it? Something not that small.
This happened to me. I was hanging out with a guy who had an ex that I think he was still dealing with, and she threw my shoes away. I left my shoes at his place.
I would kill somebody.
Yeah, and I was like, where are my shoes? He was like, I think somebody might have thrown. I was like, what?
That's great.
So yeah, that happened.
I never threw anything away, but I cut a guy's brakes once.
Can we get the remix or something? Get us out of here.
Yeah, seriously. All right.
Remix.
Next, we have the ultimate twin betrayal. This is insane. An anonymous fan writes, in high school, I broke up with my first boyfriend and then found out a month later, he asked my twin out. She said yes and didn't tell me. This is not the first time.
Which sucks because it means that physically he's into you. It's definitely your personality.
That's shady
ass
twin.
And twins are even closer than regular siblings. Like, they're like this.
They're like, they shared a womb.
Your twin hates you.
Yeah.
With Dylan, I've, like, gone out with a girl, and then when he's on the dating app, so, like, match with somebody, and then they'll see on Instagram that she follows me. And Dylan's brought up, like, multiple times, like, hey, how do you know this girl?
Should I go out with her?
And I'll either say, I've gone out with her, don't do it. Or I'll say, I've gone out with her, do it.
Has he actually gone out with a girl you've slept with?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You've never slept with anybody that...
Boy, bye.
There you go.
No.
That your sister or your mom has slept with? No, nobody?
Hunter, don't get up on the stage, okay?
If you want to end a relationship quick, listen up. S. Snicky, wow, these names, wrote, I faked that my house got robbed, so I had to take all of my stuff back. He didn't realize for over a week that it was over.
Smooth. I love it.
Genius.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Smart.
You ever broken up with a guy and then he didn't realize that you guys were broken up for a while? Or like...
No, I'm pretty straightforward.
Yeah. That question with Nina does not apply.
Yeah. Okay, we are out of time, you guys. But I know it's devastating, but we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. So as always, set those DVRs right now. And if you missed us yesterday, you definitely need to go back and watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
So good.
Best episode of the year.
Best ever. Bye.